So the latest craze on the internet, fellas, are hot chocolate bombs.
I've heard about these.
I have seen nothing but posts about hot chocolate bombs on my Facebook feed and Instagram feed. People want to know where to get them, want to know what the heck they are. Mm-hmm. And our good friends at Snow Days in Lexington, we teamed up with them for the popcorn episode.
Delicious popcorn.
Wonderful popcorn.
They have hot chocolate bombs. So we partnered with them to do a hot chocolate bomb episode, and I'm pretty pumped. And the cool thing is they've got 9 different flavors, and they sound delicious. The Grinch, Happy Birthday Jesus, Traditional Cocoa, Little Debbie Tree Cake, Frosty Frozen, Salted Caramel Chocolate. This is going to be good.
I'm excited for this one. About
it. And they've partnered with the place next door to them in Lexington called Pick and Paint. Yeah. And they hooked us up with some pretty cool Christmas gifts here.
I like this.
So we each got our own mug.
One of my favorite things of all time, man. I'm so
These are names. Yeah. Mine says naughty.
So like mine is actually you get the mug kit for the hot chocolate bombs. So mine's a frosty mug, and it's got the top hat on it. And the idea is that you take the regular mug, fill it with the milk, warm the milk, and then you take and put the hot chocolate bomb in the cup, and then use this to pour the milk over the chocolate bomb so that it melts.
I like it.
Check out Snow Days, Facebook. They will ship, so if you need to order some, they're very busy, obviously, this time of year with these hot chocolate bombs, but order them, order their popcorn, and then when it gets warmer, their snow cones are delicious, too. Mm-hmm. So,
this is awesome.
Appreciate Snow Days, and looking forward to the episode. Christmas from the Big Foodies, Matt, hey. Biggie, BB Shea, the Big Christmas Foodies, presented by Born and Castle Sauce, broadcasting to you today on this holly jolly season from the Marco's Pizza Biggie's Kitchen Studios.
I know what you're thinking. Shouldn't one of us fat guys be dressed up as Santa? But guess what? Santa's hat doesn't fit any of these big heads.
No, zero heads in here.
Tried it all.
We tried.
It doesn't work.
It didn't happen.
We tried to be festive.
We are being festive because today we are trying some hot chocolate bombs from Snow Days in Lexington.
This is all I've heard about this year is these hot chocolate bombs. So I can say I am really thrilled to try these.
Same. I'm pretty pumped.
You can't find them anywhere. They're sold out. I see all these cool internet videos. I am more than excited to try these.
And there's all kinds of recipes online for making your own. These look way too complicated to make on your own.
Yeah, no way. No way.
Leave it to the professionals.
I will go to Snow Days. I will buy these. Now, that's what I will do.
We've worked with Snow Days before. We've tried their popcorn.
Yeah.
So, and after trying the popcorn, these elaborate, crazy things, it's not surprising that they were able to make them.
And I know they're going to be delicious.
Yeah, absolutely.
100%. So it looks like we're going to try, they've got 9 different flavors. We're going to try about 5 different ones here. And the first one it looks like we're trying is the frozen hot chocolate bomb. And on the frozen hot chocolate bomb, here we go.
Get it out. Let's see. I'm going to put my...
It's a colored Elsa-inspired bomb with snowflake sprinkles. Inside, yummy hot chocolate, snowflakes, and marshmallows. You will not want to... Let it go.
Oh, I like it. And they sent us these awesome candy cane stirs. How do you like that?
So we're going to do something. We're going to try something for the first time. We're going to do double shot on
video
the camera.
Video in video. Woo!
So I'm going to film from over top.
Here we go.
You
ready?
Pour the milk on the chocolate bomb.
Look at this. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look at it.
There it is. Let me give it a stir. Yeah.
Oh man, get all that in there.
That looks good.
This is like porn. Big guy porn.
More milk. Oh, look at that. Now see, that's cool. That really is cool. I see why people like these.
Yeah.
All right.
Who wants to sample some?
All right. Let's get it in.
Let me get messy, but we'll try.
Burn my fingers.
I was gonna say, wash your hands.
Woo! Oh, there we go. Cool.
You ready?
You go ahead.
Woo!
All right.
Woo!
That is warm. We were wondering if we were going to get the milk hot enough to be able to pull this off. But yeah, it worked. It worked out.
Wow.
Mmm.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! I really like that flavor.
Dang, that's good.
It's funny, like, neither of us, like, aired on the... Let's wait for this to cool down.
No, like it's definitely burning our taste buds right now.
Ooh.
But it's all right. It's good. How's it? How's it going with the peppermint spoon there, Biggs?
I like it.
That is very good. Oh my gosh, what were the flavors in here again?
So this is snowflake sprinkles, hot chocolate, snowflakes, and marshmallows.
That's
so good. It's more like colored to be like Elsa.
Yeah.
Confession, ooh. I've never seen Frozen.
I have two twin nieces who now love Frozen and a little over 2 years old, so I have bought more Frozen gifts.
Yeah.
I feel like I still haven't watched it. Mm-hmm. I guess I need to sit down and watch it, but apparently it's 24/7 of Let It Go.
Oh, really?
And Anna. Mm-hmm. Now, luckily, but they're twins, but they have both picked one likes Anna, one likes Elsa, so we haven't had the battle there yet, at least.
I think when Frozen dropped, I have a niece, and I think she was like 4 or 5, and she was obsessed with it too. So, like, when we watched her, the only way to mesmerize a 4 or 5 year old is just to put on Frozen and just let it go.
Just let it go.
My sister says she feels like a bad parent because she knows when she, a long night with them, she just turns on Frozen and she's like, oh, look, there's Anna and Elsa. She's like, and they're just over there like, okay.
What do you know?
Yeah.
All right.
Zombies.
All right. Here, you want to ladle us some more hot milk?
Some more hot milk.
I'll tell you one thing, folks. Keeping this milk hot, watching three dudes who don't normally warm up milk keep it hot has been pretty entertaining.
And just because I have a child doesn't mean that I've ever heated this kind of milk before. Well, and see, we're heating this to a much hotter temperature than I'm going to give my son.
True. Now, at first, though, Barrett and I were like, look, you have a kid.
Heat this milk. Mm-hmm. It's a very different process than you think.
And then we realized you're heating a different kind of milk.
Yes. Right. Here, I'm going to get a... You want a paper towel to kind of dry off with there?
Yes. Get a little messy, but it's worth it.
Definitely worth it. Well, it's only messy if you're trying to,
yeah,
like, pour it into a couple different cups.
And look, we're just trying to, you know, yeah. I wouldn't mind drinking out of Biggie's cup, but just want to make sure everybody's
ew, gross.
Just being real. If there's anybody's cup who I'd like to drink out of, it's yours.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Which one do you want next?
Oh, me. I got, let's do the cookies and cream.
Okay.
And cream. I was a huge fan of the cookies and cream popcorn that we tried. Yes. So I can only imagine this is going to be...
All right. Cookie amazing. And cream. It's a hot chocolate bomb infused with Oreo cookie yummies and marshmallows. It looks a bit like coal, in case you've been on the naughty list.
Hey, we're going to double up again. Let's see. All right. Move it over just a little.
All right, we're good. You ready?
Yep.
Let it ride.
Do it. Do it. Look at it.
It's going to break open.
Burn it.
Oh. Break open. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, look at that. Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's awesome. Mmm. I have to say, it just smells delicious, too. That's the best part of the smell.
Oh, it broke off. It didn't come out.
It's all right. Mine's already broken in three pieces now.
Right. Hit me with a little of that, best you can. Woo, that's good.
There we go.
I'm just nervous for watching them pour hot stuff.
Easy. All right. Cookies and cream. Looks a little bit like chocolate milk.
Ooh. I like that. Has a little more of a traditional taste to me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
good. It tastes more like you would expect some hot chocolate to taste.
Ooh. No, that's a little different. I get a little more cream there.
Really is like the whole experience of like putting the hot chocolate bomb in there.
Oh, absolutely.
Pour the milk over and watching it just melt away. And then explode of flavor.
I gotta say, this might be my first time drinking hot chocolate with milk. I used to just use it with water.
Look, brother, we all did. I mean, this is why, to me, this is so good. My mom was queen of, like, the Swiss Miss.
Yeah.
With the dehydrated marshmallows. Yeah. I'd be like, can I have hot chocolate? And she'd be like, here's a packet and a cup of hot water. Mix it.
Slap this packet together, almost like oatmeal.
What a childhood. Magical. Here's some hot water.
Woo, child, that's good.
I'm going to tell you what, it really does taste like cookies and cream.
Yeah.
We can try to get a marshmallow.
The more I got into it, the more I taste the cream, too. That's good.
Mm-hmm. It's French cream, because it's C-R-E-M-E with the with the Beyonce over the E.
The creme.
The cookies and creme.
Old creme.
Cookies and creme.
Cookies and creme.
You ever met Clem? I heard he has good cookies.
Cookies and creme.
Cookies and creme.
All right, give me a rinse.
I'm going to rinse that bad boy there.
I don't want to stop drinking this, man.
Don't. Nobody's asking you to.
Oh, there's my spoon tip.
All right.
That sounds weird.
Oh, my God.
I found my spoon tip.
All right.
All right. I want to try.
What do you want to do?
Mr. Grinch.
Ooh, I like the color of that.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of that bad boy. So I can't get over how awesome these mugs are. It's green, and it's got a heart on it that's three sizes too small. Here, you film this while I pour.
I'm excited for this one.
Here, we'll rotate it so that the heart is facing the camera here.
There we go.
You ready? Here we go.
Oh, look at that.
That's so satisfying. Oh, it's got the red coming out. Hey.
Oh, there it goes.
Keep going.
It's like you're just waiting for it to explode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there we go.
There's something so satisfying.
Yeah.
And there's hearts in the middle.
I like that.
All right.
It's so satisfying when it finally explodes, too. Here.
Now I'll do this one time. Okay. And then the next one, I'll use the...
I was also trying to prevent us from...
Hot milk.
From using our saliva peppermint straws to stir.
Hot milk.
I want to apologize for Biggie. His stove over there is a wreck. There's just milk.
Well, it's all nobody knows how to do anything with this hot milk. We're not trained for this. There you go.
Nice pour.
Mmm.
Nice pour.
Read me the description again.
Okay. So the Grinch is a Grinchy designed green chocolate bomb full of cocoa, marshmallows, and love. Your heart will grow three sizes from this.
Man, this tastes good. I like that a lot.
You're going to have like milk smelling.
Oh, I'm going to have to. Oh, this is going to be. Yeah.
Mmm.
I really like that.
Mm-hmm. And maybe it's because I stirred this one with like my peppermint spoon and then had a little bit. It tastes a little more minty, but maybe that's part of the green too.
Yeah.
I tell you what, one of my favorite parts about all this is how melty the marshmallows get when they're this hot.
It's funny when you have real marshmallows and not the dehydrated ones, Mom. All right, that's good.
And the bottom of my cup still looks like a little bit of a smudged Grinch.
It does.
All right, what are we going to do next?
All right, well, I know which one we should save for last, probably.
The Little Debbie?
Yeah.
Okay.
We haven't mentioned it yet, but there's a Little Debbie Christmas tree cake one, and that to me is the coup de grace.
I agree. It looks like the Little Debbie. Okay.
All right. Frosty it is.
Mm-hmm.
Look how awesome he is.
A jolly.
Decorated.
He's got his earmuffs on.
Now we're about to melt your face, Frosty.
Enjoy your last moments of life.
No. That's what you think of as Frosty.
He wasn't even Frosty. He was Jack Frost.
That's the same thing.
Jack. You know they're making a Frosty with Jason Momoa, apparently?
Why him?
Why?
I don't know. Of all the people, Aquaman is also...
I don't know.
Aquaman went to Antarctica, and now he's a snowman.
Yeah. All right, y'all ready? All right. Say bye to Frosty.
Bring it on, Frosty.
No! This is what really happens to Frosty. He's hanging on. He's hanging on. Come on, Frosty.
There goes his nose.
Oh, there he goes. He's done. I see he's exploded, so I'm going to give him a mix. Oh, yeah. Oh, now he's a creamier look to him here. There's your marshmallows. Frosty's all but gone.
All right, so Frosty, the snowman, is a white chocolate bomb with a snowman face that will melt away like Frosty. White chocolate and marshmallows inside.
Okay.
So this is going to be more of a white chocolate bomb.
Gotcha.
All right. Who am I hitting with first?
Phil Rupp.
I guess Matt.
Ooh. Oh. I gave a lot of chunks of the mellows, though.
That's fine. I like the mellows.
Trying to get some for beat.
That's cool. Thank you.
It's a very messy process.
Mmm. You can taste the difference in the chocolate.
Oh, yeah. I really taste the white chocolate
in that.
I
love that white chocolate. That hits good.
That really does taste... That's a strong white chocolate. Good white chocolate.
It's a flavor. Very different flavor.
Man.
Because I don't think I can... Like, if I ate, like, a white chocolate Hershey's Kiss versus a regular chocolate Hershey Kiss, I don't know that I can taste that much difference.
Yeah.
But there's a lot... I can really taste the white chocolate.
Definitely. I taste a lot of difference in this.
Crazy. That's really good.
If you're a white chocolate fan, go to Snow Days and get these.
Mm.
Get you a little Frosty.
Yeah.
Get you some Frosty.
Frosty the Snowman.
Now, I would like to point out that one of us is sweating.
Is it me?
No.
Well, I have been getting up and down pouring milk.
It's yeah, like you have been working
out stuff.
You need to towel off.
I'm hot, man. It's all the.
We should have like turned the temperature down in your apartment before we did this.
Nah. I want to make BB Shay sweat.
Let's sweat. It'll be all right. Put some hair on his chest.
What? I'll take weird things dads say for a thousand.
Rub some dirt on a kid.
My dad would say that kind of stuff. He'd be like, drink your coffee black, put some hair on your chest. I'm like, that's weird.
That's okay. Weird, Dad. All right. I'm six. Okay.
You'd say that to me, Dad, but okay.
All right.
All right. Last but not least, we've got the Little Debbie Tree Cake. It's a white chocolate bomb infused with cake flavor. Inside, white hot chocolate and marshmallows. Ooh. Inspired and decorated like the iconic tree cake. And it is. Right. Looks like the cake.
Will you pass me one of those paper towels? I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Too bad we don't have music rights. We could play some Christmas music right now.
Yeah, good point. I don't really want to see this video be shut down for copyright.
It'd be a pretty
reasons.
Stiff check that we'd have to send out if we dropped like
some little
music.
Bing Crosby to the state of Bing.
Don't want to get a letter from the Nat King Cole estate.
Cheers. Nuts roasting on an open fire.
What does cease and desist mean?
That's our claim to the judge is that we're too stupid to understand it. Now, what does that mean?
Now, if you break down the word desist, what does that really mean?
Here, BB Shay, pass me those last two plastic cups. All right. We'll use clean ones for this. I want pure taste on this one. This one I'm excited about.
That's it.
This right. is the one.
All right. Thank you, sir.
This is the one I'm waiting on.
I might fill up a bathtub full of milk and get like 10 of these and just take a bath in it.
I believe it.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like
if somebody, I'll tell you, if you were to come in and tell me one day that you took a bathtub full of milk, sat in it, and dropped a bunch of chocolate bombs, it would not surprise me.
My reaction to that statement was not going to be, no, you're not. It was going to be, you're weird.
Yeah, of course you
but
are.
But
I know you
happening.
Would do it.
All right.
Last All right, one. We got it.
Let it happen, baby.
This is the one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There we go. All right, let me get this.
Give that a good stir. I will tell you this. Make sure you stir them.
100%.
Yes. Yeah, because sometimes you get some goodness that settles to the bottom.
You want all that.
Mm-hmm.
All that goodness.
Up in your face.
While he's stirring the goodness, what exactly is in the Little Debbie again?
Cake flavor.
Nice.
White hot chocolate and marshmallows.
I love a cake flavor. Oh, yes.
It's a good pour.
Whoo. Smells good. It's hot.
Dang, I give you all the marshmallows.
Mm. Dang it!
Here, you want a couple back?
You can spoon a couple out if you want.
Fine, don't worry about it.
It smells like the Christmas tree cakes.
Oh, man.
Holy cow.
Yeah. That's freaking
That's
awesome.
The winner.
Yes.
That's the winner.
I love that.
Nothing against Mr. Grinch, nothing against Elsa, nothing against Frosty.
Please.
The Christmas tree cake takes the cake.
Go back to Snow Days.
Go back to all of these.
Don't tell anyone. We're going to cut this segment out. Don't tell anyone about this. Get what's left.
These are not good.
These are the ones I'm filling up the bathtub with.
It's more believable than you would think, folks.
It's very good.
I'm more impressed that you have a tub that you can fit in. Because I don't.
That's just mean.
That's what I'm saying, is I don't.
Oh, I don't either.
Yeah. So the fact that you have a bathtub that you can take baths in, I'm kind of jealous of it.
That was like the weirdest fat joke I've ever been a part
of. It's not a joke.
My worst fear is falling in my bathtub because I'm not going to be in the awkward position.
And you're going to be stuck.
I'll be like half in, half out, like, oh, God.
You can't get out.
Took a bath not too long ago.
Somebody, really?
Yeah.
In your current bathtub?
Yeah.
I don't think, I think grown men should not take baths.
I'm not.
Are you fully submerged?
No.
I think
so
a grown,
that's just
okay,
awkward.
So I think
that's just being cold.
I think a grown man, if he has like a jet tub, like a big, fine.
Take a jacuzzi
but
tub.
I think if you just have a standard bathtub and you're an adult male.
Or if you have a hot tub.
I had a rough week and I just needed to like sit in some water. I didn't have a pool at my disposal.
Did you so just, at least pee yourself?
You ever have a rough week and just need to sit in water?
So I just like, you know. It's only like this part of me that's covered up. Like my legs are hanging out, my arms are out.
So like, you like, you would rather submerge the top half and leave the legs up?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. How we get the cold and the hot.
So you just look.
It's good for you. It's like hot ice.
Yeah, exactly. Heat up the ice cubes.
Heat up the ice cubes. Hot ice.
Sometimes daddy just needs a bath.
That's exactly what I said. Sometimes daddy just needs a bath.
You know what the most awkward thing is? Your roommate probably heard you say that.
I'm sure. Yeah. He's like, daddy. Yeah, see, that's the thing is you have a roommate who can easily
What if somebody like stopped by and says, Bear at home? Your roommate has to tell that person, nah, man, he's taking a bath.
Follow me.
He's taking
a
bath.
Well, then again, if maybe, you know Barrett, you're like, oh, okay. Maybe. Yes, that's all right.
Maybe y'all should start taking baths more.
Maybe we're the wrong ones. We're the crazy ones not taking baths.
Maybe.
That Christmas tree little Debbie thing was.
That was.
These were all great.
Yeah. This has been a favorite episode.
I get the hype now behind the hot chocolate bomb.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
I get the hype.
It's a visual experience.
Yeah, it's just fun.
A taste experience.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I get it. I understand it now. So 100%. Thank you to Snow Days. Yeah. Seriously, Snow Days in Lexington. If you're looking for the hot chocolate bombs, go there. If you're looking for great popcorn, go there. I can't wait for the spring. We can finally get into some snowballs.
Snow cones. Yes. Let's go.
So, man, great episode. Thank you, Snow Days. Thank you, Marcos. Thank you, Boren Castle. It's been a great year. Mm-hmm. So thank you all. And Merry Christmas from the Big Foodies to you.
Merry Christmas.